is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Murray Valeriano.
And I'm Kyle Lawson.
What's happening?
It's a Sunday morning record.
Rock and roll. Sunday mornings.
We both have morning voices. Then yeah. I drink some tea with some creamer in it, and milk-based products don't do well with my nose or my throat. So by all means, have that every time before we record.
Don't sound too gargly today.
No,
are you lactose intolerant?
No. No? I think that's
just intolerant.
That's just more to get shut it down. No, that has more to do with I always think that has more to do with your digestion.
It does.
Okay. Yeah. I know nothing about it. I know nothing about it.
Oh, you're perfect.
I have no problems with it.
So. Prior to recording, Murray was talking about the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel, how they both used Cuckoo Ca-Choo in a song.
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson.
And
for Simon and Garfunkel, and I Am the Walrus.
Yes, 68 and 69. Question 68.
67, 68.
67, 68, right.
And then
question 67 and 68.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Chicago.
Chicago.
Peter Pardini. See Peter Pardini's film soon to be released on DVD and Blu-ray. I will have free copies. Peter will sign them. We will give them away.
Or watch it after Wolf Blitzer on CNN again.
It's edited, I think, pretty... I don't like the edit that they showed on CNN. It's still good, but I've seen...
Do they keep breaking in for a special announcement?
Well, they keep editing in AC/DC songs, which was
weird. That seems like a weird choice.
No, so if you liked it on CNN, you will really, really like it when you see the Peter's cut. So.
Okay, great.
But anyway, we were talking about that Simon Garfunkel in the Beatles. And hi, by the way, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for being here. You had a lovely haircut, and you don't do that stupid shaving of the beard anymore, like when you shave those lines. And what do you think about that?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, so he doesn't do it anymore.
And he looks great.
It is stupid.
He looks great without it. You look, you know what? You look like a young man.
Except for his T-shirt.
Well, except for his Robin T-shirt, which is
like a young boy.
What do you wear? Small?
Yeah.
And what's that? T-shirt extra small?
No, it's small.
It's like you would. It's like you're showing off pecs that you don't have.
It's just because there's no design like all over the front. It's just like one symbol.
Mm-hmm. It's just red with an R on it.
Up in the corner, like the Robin of Robin.
Yeah,
right.
Of Batman and Robin. I don't know anything but about comic books or lactose.
But like it's the newer. It's the newer Robin R. It's not the
it's
one.
The
from,
Tim, it's the Tim Drake Robin R.
Oh boy, you know what you just did there. you talk like a guy that was at WonderCon yesterday. Okay, so anyway, so
somewhere Marissa just put her pants back on.
The Beatles reference that Murray made me remember that I never go to iTunes and I never look what we're rated, and I used to, but I haven't done it.
Why is it so stressful? No,
I just haven't done it.
Okay.
It used to be fun, and then I just never I haven't read reviews.
We're at zero.
I haven't read reviews for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, not yesterday, but just this week, I'm like, oh, let me see what the reviews are. And the first one's a 5-star review from Wakeman 8791. It's from March 25th. He said, I stumbled across this podcast about a month ago, and I absolutely love it. Pat and Kyle provide a great listening experience. Their combination of wit, pop culture references, and musical knowledge makes for an enjoyable and educational learning experience. It also doesn't hurt that Rock Solid has covered many of my favorite bands, Rush, Cheap Trick, AC/DC, and Tom Petty. Keep up the great work. Okay, that's a nice review.
That's a great review. Thank you. What's his name?
That is Wakeman 8791.
Thank you, Wakeman 8791.
So now, about a week before that, March 18th, 2017, We get this. This one is this review was written by this one here.
Okay.
And I would just read the title of the review is Not Music Scholars.
Well, that was the working title for the podcast. Yeah.
This is a two-star review.
Okay.
And here's what he says. Best when they don't critique. Just play bad songs and chat. Especially
just like your review. It's best when you don't critique. Yeah.
Especially on the Beatles episode. It's, and then in capital letters, painful listening. It's painful listening to them trying to wonder or figure out well-documented facts. Okay, look, I'm not a Beatles expert.
And we're not going to sit here and read a fucking book to you.
Yeah.
Because you can go do that on your own, which you clearly have with your no time.
Look, there's some bands I know a lot more about than other bands.
Sure.
And there's, I know there's Beatles weirdos that know every single thing. Oh, in this one, they didn't play the clavicle. That's the mono mix. And this one actually
clavicle was a bone.
Right, but they used to play that. What instrument was I thinking of?
Clavates?
See, look, I'm also not
a music scholar.
I'm not an anatomy
this is pain
scholar.
It would be painful
be
if
very painful
played
someone
clavicle.
Played on your clavicle. Is that where the song Knick Knack Paddywhack came from?
Yeah. Give that dog a bone.
Hey, I don't know if you know, if you're a music scholar, you would know those facts.
So let me keep. Okay.
Oh,
so
is he still going?
Oh yeah, it's not done yet.
Oh, this is.
It's only two lines.
This is
though, amazing. But, especially on the Beatles episode, it's painful listening to them trying to wonder or, and then in quotes, figure out well-documented facts. Either do some research or look it up on the air. And then in quotes, it says, "Piano sounds weird there. Sounds out of tune." Because I think we did. I'm like, yeah, the piano. And look, if I think the piano sounds weird at a part or out of tune, then who gives a shit?
I mean, right. You don't have to sit here and jerk off Lennon the whole time.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I follow John Lennon on Twitter. Not funny.
Really?
Barely even tweets. So anyway, so that guy gives
signed an autograph with this guy.
I also like to click on the people and see what else they reviewed.
Uh-huh. What else have
and
they reviewed?
He doesn't have any other reviews. He just felt like swooping in and taking us down.
Nice. Thanks, so this anyway, one here.
But I got to say then, all the other reviews, after him, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-star reviews and a 4-star to 5, a 5, a 5, a 5.
Well,
five,
you know,
five,
you should, you know what you do?
A 4.5.
You know what you do? You click on next to the...
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
Click on most critical.
Most critical. Okay.
Yeah, let's see what we got there.
This is from July 21st, 2011. And the title of the review is just, this is by Purple Power Plant. And the title of the review is just, it looks like about 20 Z's. And it's just a one word review. And the review is snore. It's from 2011. I got to assume a lot of that is because who shall not be named.
Is that from Rip Van Winkle?
I know, really. Okay, then this one's from October 17th, 2014. This is by Jay Blockhead, Blockhead.
Is it just two words, good grief?
And it says, "More leftist nonsense" is the title. And then it says, "I tuned in to listen to some music and got an economically illiterate lecture about the wonders of communism. Pass." I remember this. This was when April Richardson and I were talking that everything should cost $5. A sandwich, a car, everything. And everyone should make the same. Everyone should make $50,000 a year and everything costs.
Sounds like communism.
Yeah. Here's another one from June 20th, 2011. 2 stars. "Good podcast, but music needs to be at a listenable volume." Okay, well, look, I assume this is very early on and
sure.
We hadn't worked out the kinks maybe at that point. I'm not going to read his review. Yeah, because it was with Pat and he who shall not be named.
Okay.
So anyway.
Those are good reviews.
So, yeah, there's a good... So I'll tell you what, out of when we go that we have 1, 2, 2 1-star reviews, 1, 2, 3 2-star reviews, and then they get into then 2 3-star reviews, and everything other than that is 4 and 5.
Awesome. Excellent.
So that's good.
Yeah. That's
so thank
great.
You. So go there and write a review, a nice one.
Yeah.
I always like the people.
You know,
go
review that guy. What's his name? The painful guy?
He's got nothing.
This
one here?
They didn't even realize that that's a Beatles lyric.
I mean, it's just, I mean, look, I find that more people, if people like your show, they probably don't go and write a review. They just keep listening.
Yeah.
It's only the people that I'm going to call them, I don't know if this is a term, haters.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They need to back off.
Haters got to hate. But anyway, I look, if Pilar had, if my wife had a bad review, it would kill her for,
aww,
she would never read it.
Aww.
I think it's hysterical.
I think it's funny.
I think it's hysterical because you have to, because there's a guy sitting in his bedroom that doesn't do anything creative. So, you know, fuck off, man.
This is actually Siegel.
You were texting.
Why are you yelling
texting,
at me?
Not texting. You were tweeting about, you saw a concert recently?
Yeah, I saw you get into a fist fight with Fee Waybill from the Tubes. Have you talked about that?
I talked about it. It'll be on the 300th episode, which I think drops before this one.
Oh, okay.
You were with me at the Tubes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time.
That was a fantastic show.
Yeah, we had a great time. Show. But I did the whole run through. I told Siegel the whole thing on okay. air. So
can I just give you my perspective?
Yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
it? All right, because we were there and we had already gone through the line and we got this. I got the signatures for Pat for Time, not Time Bomb, for
Love Bomb.
Love Bomb. Got them all signed. And then I ended up talking to this girl for some reason because we had a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And I'm looking out of the corner of my eye and I see Pat get back in the line. I'm like, why is Pat getting back in the line? So I'm like, excuse me. I walk over. I go, Pat, why are you getting back in line? He's like, oh, well, since I'm here, I'll ask him about doing the podcast. I'm like, all right. So I go and sit down at a table.
Because, in case you don't know this, it's because, you know, I had an email back and forth with him sure. and he said yes. And then there was radio silence for the next 6-7 emails. So right. I was like, they just wanted to.
Yeah. And they were all cool and hanging out.
And everyone always says.
And everybody was chill. And like the bass player was yeah, telling me about his chill. Bass. We have mutual friends, Bobby Slayton. We were talking yeah. about them.
And yeah. I just, you know, in my head, I'm like, people always say, well, if you want to make something happen, you got to. And I'm like, well, I'm here and they're meeting with fans. So why wouldn't I just talk to the guy?
Yeah. So you go back online. I'm like, okay. So I go back to talk to Prairie, the drummer, and this other girl. And I sit down and I hear, I'll do your podcast. I just don't want to go to the Valley. I'm like, oh, I turn around and Pat and Fee are going.
He put the word fucking in front of podcast.
Oh, he did.
Every time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that part. And so I just went.
He might have written one of these reviews.
I went and I sat on the table and I watched everything from there just to make sure no fists were being swung.
People gathering.
You had your phone out, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that was a great concert. Thanks for inviting me. That was fantastic.
You're welcome. Moves free. Luann Nass, thank you so much. The PR person at Canyon Club always takes care of me. And in turn, I always write a review.
Okay.
Not always. I don't owe her a positive review. If the show's not good, I don't write a good review.
Right.
I gave the Tubes an 8 out of 10.
That's a great. They were great.
And they didn't get a 10 because they played a lot of covers. And they have more songs. I would have wanted to hear more of their songs.
Sure. But they've been playing those covers for a while.
They have. Also, because Fee Weibel yelled at me. Nothing to do with the concert, but as an experience, I didn't. No, I gave him great notices in my review.
Okay, great.
Because when he's not doing those characters, his banter to me is off the cuff. It's off.
Sure.
Like when I see The Who, Pete Townsend, there's no way he says the same thing every night. He's just, right. you know, he can't call someone a cunt every night. But so I said, for me, I'd rather have you can take David Lee Roth with his canned stage patter. I'll take a guy like Fee Weibel any night of the week.
Right.
I'm beginning more and more to think that David Lee Roth was not ever a great front man.
Oh, you think so? What? Now he's not.
I saw them two times in the heyday. He said, like I saw them like in 1980 and then in 84, he said the exact same fucking things
oh, really?
On stage about someone threw a quarter and hit me in the head during that song, but that's okay. After the show, I'm going to fuck his girlfriend. I'm like, when I heard that in 1980, I'm like, fucking Dave. Awesome. When I heard it in 84, I'm like, you fucking piece of crap.
Really? I didn't know that.
And he never was that great of a singer live. And he looked good for a while.
Sure.
Big
but that's
deal.
All you need. And he pranced around. I mean, you know,
I like a front man that engages the crowd a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I never saw him in the heyday, so I can't really.
What do you think about that, Kyle?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think Dave Grohl would be a good
Dave Grohl's a great
too.
Front man. Like, he makes you. He
well,
makes
sure.
You,
yeah, yeah.
He makes
absolutely.
You laugh. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But you don't think of Dave Grohl as a front man because that's
a band.
It's a band. Even though Dave is the figurehead.
Sure,
of the band,
course.
But it still feels like a band.
Yeah.
By the way, look. Spanish David Lee Roth might disagree with what I'm saying, Kyle. So I don't know. What does Spanish David Lee Roth think about my critique of his him as a frontman?
Bueno, déjame nomás subir a la acera para echarle un ojo.
Uy. Okay.
I like how like Steve Vai's guitar speaks in Spanish also.
Like, who's a better frontman, David Lee Roth or Freddie Mercury?
Oh, Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's a better frontman, David Lee Roth or Bono?
I like Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet I could just keep playing this and every time you would say the person that wasn't David Lee Roth.
Okay, I don't know why I'm
you came
I'm
in
not
here.
A,
you came
I'm
in,
not a, like I'm not carrying the David Lee Roth no, flag,
you
man.
You seem like you are.
I'm not saying I heard he was a great front man. I saw him all in right. videos. I wasn't old enough to see him when the right. heyday.
So anyway, I'm sure I'm gonna get lots of emails about that.
Painful.
He's better than Spammy. Spammy Hagar. No, but you saw another concert.
I did. I had a bachelor week, man. My wife and kid were out of town, so TMI. I got to see. We're breaking up. I got to see
with the kid.
Yeah, with the kid. Yeah,
he's done.
My buddy Greg Barrett called and took me down to see the old 97s down at Saint Rock. Have you been down there yet?
No, we're
talked
Saint
about
Rock.
It, right? It's in Hermosa Beach. It's a little bar club, mm-hmm. and I used to pass it all the time, and I would see like really decent lineups. I'm like, I got to keep.
Is it the size of the Canyon Club or smaller?
Way smaller.
Way smaller.
It's like the size of the old Largo.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's small. It is really
small.
I wonder
what kind of bands they get there.
The old 97s.
What is that? What's that term mean?
What? Old 97s?
Yeah. Is that like, Kyle, is that like, hey, did you give your girlfriend the old 97? Is that what that means?
I think so.
We rehearsed that.
Is that a car? I'm editing out you saying we rehearsed it. No one will ever know that.
But it was great. It turns out, like, Rhett Miller, the lead singer, used to hang out in the Largo scene. So I met him a couple of times, but him and Greg are really good friends. Mm-hmm. So we got on the list. We got to hang out on the tour bus.
Did you get in
the show?
Did you get in the show for free?
Got in for free. Hung out backstage afterwards. As a matter of fact, we were talking before the show, and he's like, oh, you guys just, there are bass players named Murray also. And we were talking about that. And he's like, oh, you guys just talk. I'm just going to go ahead and write out the set list.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was almost going to say, you taking requests?
Did they play this all the songs you wanted to hear?
Yeah, but they didn't play Murder or Heart Attack, which is one of my favorite songs by them. And but oh yeah, great. I mean, the energy
if
in that
you
band is
do you
fantastic.
Think if you would have just offhandedly said, hey, are you going to play Murder or Heart Attack tonight?
He said, I'm not going to now.
Yeah, probably. Who is this guy?
That's like when I saw Todd Rundgren on, he was doing a hits tour, because he doesn't always play his hits. And he said from the stage, he goes, now look, we're playing hits tonight, but if you yell out a song you want to hear, that's the best way for me not to play that song.
That's kind of douchey, yeah?
It is, but at the same time, I just feel like Todd Rundgren's been an independent artist since the beginning. So he just, right. He doesn't want to be told what to do
he
at all.
He just rattled off his entire catalog.
And then he just walks off stage not playing anything. well, I'm glad your concert run is going well.
Yeah,
well, what's
great.
The next? What's the next show?
The next show is you two at the doing the Joshua Tree next month
at the
Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl.
I know that sucks. That's
how
why
are you
I'm
getting
like,
there? Are you going to parachute in?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking they're playing two nights, and I usually go both nights, but it's at the Rose Bowl. I'm only going to go one.
That's in Pasadena, where Van Halen started with that horrible frontman.
He's great. Maybe he'll get on stage with Bono and show him what to do. Look, Bono doing high kicks and spins. And
I don't dislike David Lee Roth. I'm just saying that I think all the adulation for him as an amazing frontman is really overblown. If we're really being honest with each other, Murray, I have to tell you this every time. If you really look back, he's got spandex. He jumps around.
Yeah, that's a good
He
front
does
man.
A high kick.
Yeah, that's a good frontman.
I think a frontman engages you.
He uses a giant microphone as a penis. To fuck the bass drum? Come on, that is a good front man.
Are you sure that's a microphone?
Oh my goodness.
All right, Murray, let's do it.
We're
going to promote at the beginning and at the end of the show, because Murray asked if he could record an episode because he has an upcoming some upcoming comedy shows in Seattle.
Seattle, yes.
Washington.
At the Jewel Box Theater.
And what's the date?
May 4th.
May 4th.
Star Wars Day. I just realized that.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one show?
Yeah, we're doing one show coming through. I had this whole tour of the Pacific Northwest lined up, but I had to...
Tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I had to cancel because of an upcoming gig. Yes.
Who else is on the show with you?
Two local comics, Cara Rossellini and Mary Gallagher.
Oh, they're really... You're not going to be able to follow
I know.
Them.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough.
Two ladies and then you?
Two ladies and then me. Little Three's Company action.
Man sandwich is what
yes,
they call it.
Little Murray's Angels.
It's bread and then meat. And tickets on sale now?
Tickets on sale now. You can go to the rendezvous.rocks website. Go to the Jewel Box Theater and get your tickets there.
I went to your website. I don't see your dates on there. Are you not updating?
Yes, they're on there.
They are now?
Yeah. Well, they've been on there.
When I looked...
I put it all on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. Who goes to a website anymore? You know what I mean?
Okay, so because you're going to be in Seattle, Washington, we decided that we would just do a show about artists who are from Seattle.
Musicians.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about painters or poets? Just musicians?
No, just musicians.
Are you at his website?
Yeah.
Are his dates there?
You know who never goes to their website?
This account has been suspended. All right. Well, like I said, I went. I couldn't. What happened?
I don't know. It was up earlier.
Really? I think you might owe someone some money, Murray.
I guess I gotta call GoDaddy when I get
You literally home. Don't need a website.
I know, you don't need a website anymore. Really need, you don't really yeah, need a website no. anymore.
Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
No one needs a website.
So you can
anymore.
Go to Murray Valeriano Comedy on
we're gonna
Facebook.
We're going to have a new website, though, soon, right, right Kyle?
It's, yeah.
Probably today, right? It's April 2nd.
I said mid-April.
Ooh, okay.
Are you doing it?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it was his idea. I didn't even ask him. He just surprised me.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, for your birthday?
Yeah, well, my birthday 4 years ago.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so...
Happy birthday, Pepper.
So these are artists... This isn't a grunge episode.
No,
these
no.
Are, these are artists that are from Seattle.
Yes. Now, did you bring any grunge artists?
I want to start. First of all, I want to start.
All right.
Because look, when you think of the Seattle music scene...
Yes.
All right? I want to get this. I'm the one that wants to get this out of the way.
All
so
right.
We don't have to discuss this anymore.
Okay.
But when you think of artists that came from Seattle mm-hmm. and the Seattle music scene, this, to me, is the number one guy.
Okay.
Kyle, let's hear it.
Sorry, I was playing, but not. She's just so
fly. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked, and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump up smooth skin. You say you want to get my band.
I love that Yoko Ono makes an appearance on that track.
Still so good. It's so much fun.
That was Sir Mix-a-Lot, birth name Anthony Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He's 53 years old.
Is he? He also partnered up with another band that I'm going to be playing later from Seattle.
You wouldn't want to play them now, so it would be you go right into that band?
Okay, let's go right now. I love this band. I think they got... Let's go with...
People thought I was going to play a grunge song, five, six, seven. I didn't.
Let's go with number eight. I love this band. They got kind of pegged as a novelty rock band. But mm-hmm. their album, first album is great. This is The President's of the United States of America, and this is Boll Weevil.
Let me tell you about a friend of mine. His name's Boll Weevil. Check him out. He spends all day on his big butt, and he don't ever, ever get outside. I come to bring some sunshine, and I just spread it all over the fire. He's stuck on his big couch, stuck in his big shell. He looks at the TV and he's alright. I come from the drug lord, the local drugstore. Bug is a fly that he's never uptight. And I wonder, Boll Weevil, why don't you get out of your home? Said,
I'm comfortable. Right, they're really funky, man.
That's a fun song.
Yeah, it's a fun song. They kind of butcher a great early punk rock anthem by the MC5 on that album, which mm-hmm. kind of bums me out. But they do a really kind of cartoony version of Kick Out the Jams, which bums me out a bit. But other than that, I really like those guys.
Yeah, I was... I only know Lump,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to play Lump, although I like it.
Yeah. No, their Kitty is great on there.
Yeah.
That is, they're fun.
So I just don't know that band, but...
Yeah. Anyway, they partnered up with Sir Mix-a-Lot a couple of years ago, and I don't think they did a bunch of recording, but I think they released
a song called I Like Big Lumps.
Painful.
All right. My next band does fall under the grunge category. It's more of a grunge, kind of like a super group or an offshoot band.
That's a lot of those bands.
Well, this is Temple of the Dog.
Aha. Which one did you bring?
Just the one I know. Oh. I played this. This is going to be from 1991. This is Hunger Strike.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
But I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already on the table and the mouths are
That was, it was, you know the story of Temple of the Dog, right?
I don't. I know that that's Chris Cornell singing, and I know he wrote all the lyrics.
Stone Gossard, Mike McCready, Eddie Vedder,
Jeff Ament.
Eddie Vedder makes a guest on it. It was, let's just play my Temple of the Dog song, if that's right.
Matt Cameron on drums.
Matt Cameron. This is Say Hello to Heaven off the same album.
Because they only have one album.
I have times on all my songs.
Not this one. This is the one you added last
week. Sorry, 115. Sorry.
I love how he's just so, Kyle, there's times.
Kyle, there's times. That Cornell's got some pipes, huh?
He does. And this this album just came out, re-released at the end of last year as a super deluxe edition, all remastered.
Oh, yeah?
Bunch of demos and outtakes. So if you're a fan of this type of music or of this band,
yeah, it's great.
And you don't know about that, then where have you been? If I know about it and I hate this band, no. No, these songs are good.
Yeah, Cornell put this together because the lead singer of Mother Love Bone, mm-hmm. Andrew Wood, died of a heroin overdose. And that was his roommate.
Comedian Andy Wood?
Comedian Andy Wood, April Richardson's ex-boyfriend.
He looks so healthy.
Yeah, you would have known. Who would have known? Just
he's got pecs for days.
Hopped on the horse, didn't get off. Andrew Wood out of Seattle, lead singer Mother Love Bone.
Boner.
Oh, I got that. I'll play them a little later.
So music related, I watched this yesterday. So
this isn't
be
communist related?
No. Paul F. Tompkins did a video, an unboxing of Amy Mann's brand new album. And it is just hysterical. It's a vinyl record.
Okay.
And he unboxes that. And it's really funny.
Oh, really?
It's 3 minutes long, but it's hysterical.
Okay.
I recommend.
I love Amy Mann. Does he play the music or?
I don't think he does play the music,
okay.
But it's hysterical.
All right, I'll check it out.
Because it's an album.
Sure.
But he has lots of, you wouldn't think, well, how much could he, it's really funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
She get Amy Mann here. I don't think that would be difficult at all, right?
No, not at all.
She has a new album coming out.
Yeah, you should. She's great. I love her stuff.
Yeah.
I used to see her at the old Largo all the time.
A lot of Largo talk.
Yeah, for some reason, huh?
Yeah. You haven't been there in a while.
Next review. Too much Largo talk.
Are you banned from Largo? Is that why you haven't been there in a while?
Hold on. Oh, is she still married to Chris Penn?
I think she is.
Michael Penn. Sorry, Michael
Chris
Penn.
Chris Penn is rocking in peace.
Yeah. He was on the horse, too. Isn't that what killed him?
Yeah, he's on the rocking horse. That's why he's rocking in peace. All right, my next band.
Too many puns.
My next song is from 2008. It's a song called I Will Possess Your Heart. And this is The Death Cab for the Cutie.
Look at you bringing Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
All right.
How I wish you could see. The potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. You gotta spend some time, love.
That's the radio edit at 4 minutes and 50 seconds. The album version, I think, clocks in at 8+ minutes.
Oh, I don't like those guys.
What did Kyle, wonder what Stevie Nicks would think of that song. I wonder what Stevie, let's ask Stevie.
That was wonderful. I thought that was wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Stevie.
What do you just sit around and pick those out?
Yeah, I have the Tango in the Night deluxe remastered edition, and there's a couple songs where it's just rough demo recordings, and then she talks like after the songs.
Oh, really?
And they're like, Stevie, we got to re-record. I know it was great. You ruined it.
That was wonderful. That's one of my babies. I feel like I just gave birth to a baby after I did that song. My baby's wonderful. I'm going to nurse that baby with my tit.
Ooh.
I'm going to take the music that I wrote on a page burner, and I'm going to hold it up to my boob. Ooh. Pretend like I'm nursing one of my children.
Oh, creepy. You know where Death Cab for Cutie got their name?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Well, you got a Beatles expert over here who's going to tell you. It's from the Magical Mystery Tour.
Too much information about the Beatles. One star.
The band in the Magical Mystery Tour, Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, sang the song Death Cab for Cutie. And that's where they got the name.
I have
to Why would you have Siegel on a Beatles show when you got the expert right here?
Because he, Mike, is so is a lot more fun.
I will not argue with that.
What's your what's going on? What do you got?
Oh, man, we were all over Chris Cornell and Andrew Wood. All right, let's just do this. Since we were talking about the old 97s, not from Seattle, but they just released a song called Good With God featuring Brandi Carlile.
Okay.
From Seattle. And this is this is Brandy's verse on the song Good With God off their latest album, Graveyard Whistling, from the old 97s. I'm not so nice. Many a man has paid the price. You're pretty thick, so I'll tell you twice. I'm not so nice. I'm not so nice. I'll raise you up and I'll break you down. I'm the slow and the sound. You're just a joke that's going on. Goodness knows you've done me. What do you think, Pat? I played you. I played you some earlier. What do you think of the old 97s?
I that song I didn't like that much, but what you played for me earlier, I did like.
Okay.
So yeah.
I don't remember what I played for you earlier.
I don't remember either. Hey, just got
it. Looks like Kyle's going to say something.
I just looked up what the name is from a Southern Railway. It's a train. The old 97.
Yeah, yeah. Give her the old 97.
Run a train on her.
Terrible. That's awful.
Why are you doing
that's
that?
Awful. Hey, we just got a message on Facebook.
Too much Beatles talk.
From a guy named, from a listener named Eric Thompson. Kyle, this is nice for you and I. Let me read this to you. Hey, just wanted to give my opinion. That's usually like, oh bad. No.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Seriously.
I think the show has been kicking ass.
What's happening?
And I'm not used to that. Then he says, I've been introduced to a lot of deep cuts that I most likely would not have found myself through the show. The worst album covers episode actually had to be suspended until I got home because I could not perform my job. I was laughing so hard. That's an episode just Kyle and I by ourselves.
Right.
So keep up the good work, and I will use the Amazon portal from now on to support the show. Grateful listener. Eric Thompson. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric Thompson. That was very nice.
That was very nice. And when you and I do an episode together, it's I think we do a good job.
Thanks.
Do you? I don't listen to them.
Oh, you just bypass those?
Yeah, just fast forward.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe
that's why we're doing a good job, because people are like getting through these so fast.
My next
this
artist
flows.
My next artist is from Seattle.
Yes.
But he's you don't know his solo work that much. There's not that much of it.
Okay.
But he's in a band called Guns N' Roses.
What? Oh.
It's their bass player, Duff McKagan. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to play a Guns N' Roses song because
they're not from Seattle.
But I'm going to play a song, the title track from Duff's 1993 solo album, Believe in Me. I put on Facebook that I needed this album and about four guys sent it to me.
So nice.
You guys know who you are. And I chose the one that sounded the best. Three of you guys dropped the ball.
And you know who you are.
Bad sound quality. No, I'm kidding. Thank you to all those guys. Let's hear Duff McKagan, Believe in Me. Not again. Now that I'm a grown man, be the best I can be. Been down every rock and roll, and I'm bloody am I miss. But I treat like a princess, never asked to be the king. Just believe in me. You're showing Murray the album cover?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of supposed to play off the first Guns N' Roses album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Duff McKagan is an amazing bass player. He's done an amazing work with Velvet Revolver
and the
Neurotic Outsiders and Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. And let's hope that he stays in bands.
Yeah. Well, hey, I bet you could get him on here.
I don't know, because Guns N' Roses is like back again, and I don't know if
they have pop vinyls of Guns N' Roses now.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
What's that?
Those little plastic figures.
Oh, like bobbleheads?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Some of them are bobbleheads.
Some are bobbleheads.
Okay.
I don't like the bobblehead ones though.
No.
All right.
All right.
Funko, right? Funko pop vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of those. They just do bands?
No, they do everything.
They do like everything. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not one of you. Oh.
Frank would love these.
That's my son.
You can't really play with them, though.
Oh, those things. I've seen those things.
Yeah, you just didn't know what they're called.
Oh, there's an Animaniac one.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Like, I wonder if there's someone that owns
every single... Oh, there's an Izzy Stradlin one.
Is there someone that owns every single one?
Oh, there's got to be, right? Some nerd.
Some really rich guy that sends his assistant out every day. I need you to go find the 10th season of the Doctor Who figures for me.
Oh, those are...
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
Like everything. Like Cesar Romero.
How many are there?
Because
they're numbered.
Oh, they got the Heat Miser from the Christmas specials. I love it.
They're numbered, but they're numbered within each.
Oh, that's the Heat Miser. I thought that was a Donald Trump.
It's funny because Donald Trump's also on here.
Is there a Pop Funko of Donald Trump?
There was one of him. Hillary...
I got to be honest with you. That's way too good looking for Donald
Seriously.
Trump.
There's a Hillary, a Bernie, and a Trump one.
And he's not even grabbing any pussy. You can't even tell it's him.
No, he can grab all the other Pop Funko female pussies.
Oh, is that what he can do?
Yeah.
Because okay. he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Of course.
The Bernie Sanders one's the only one that looks like him.
The Bernie Sanders is... Sammers? You like Sammers, right?
Yeah, Sammers.
Bernie Sammers?
They look like they all have the same face, but they just changed the hair.
They pretty much do. I mean, they have ones from The Breakfast Club, and it just looks like there's a guy.
It's
just like there's no, like it looks like the Ferris Bueller, like the clothing.
Yeah, like
right.
It's Anthony Michael Guy. It's Emilio Guy. It's Judd Guy. It's Molly Ring Girl.
They're just like
Ally She Girl.
They're just really bad knockoffs.
Yeah.
They don't even try.
It's the stupidest thing.
All right, it's your turn. You got a song?
Great. Yes, this man needs no introduction.
I've just looked at the clock. You have to leave in 5 minutes.
I know. We got to get through all these in 5 minutes.
Let's try it.
This is my favorite Jimi Hendrix song, also from Seattle.
Ooh.
This is off First Rays of the New Rising Sun with Easy Rider. Song is featured predominantly in one of my favorite documentaries of all time. Have you watched it yet? Dogtown and Z-Boys?
You know what? Siegel lent it to me on DVD and is sitting on my...
Every once in a while, you have a screening here in this office. Let's do it. Let's do it with Dogtown and Z-Boys.
Yeah, I got that thing.
What thing?
That thing that I have to do that night.
What about the next night?
Yeah, I mean, it could carry into that night.
There's right. some spillover from that thing.
All I right. will watch it. I think I'll take it.
I'm telling you,
I'll take it on the plane.
I'm
going to be flying in July. I'll take it on the plane and watch it on my laptop.
Okay. All right. You'll love the soundtrack. You and Christy will love the soundtrack.
Christy Stratton, man?
Yeah. You guys are flying together, right?
Yeah. Christy Stratton and my youngest daughter, Rita, and I, the three of us are going back to my hometown for my high school reunion. How weird would that be?
It's not too awkward.
Honey, Christy's going to go with me. That's cool, right? So weird. Well, let's do a double shot of Jimi Hendrix because I have... this is a song from Are You Experienced? And this is one of my favorite Jimi Hendrix songs. This is Fire.
All right. Now dig this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't know, care about that. You got a new boo. Ha, I'd like to laugh that. I am the only one of burning desire. Stand next to your fire.
Is he one of the people that died when they were 28?
27.
27? He looked, 27. He looked way older than 27 to me when I see him. He looks like a 45-year-old man.
That is a tight snare drum on that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, I like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's the old 97, right? Yeah, nice and tight.
He's got a nice tight snare drum.
Oh, you got it. Kyle, you laugh at mostly at dirty jokes.
Sure.
You've got a dirty dirty mind. Do you notice that how much he laughs at dirty stuff? It's like a snicker.
It's all you do is dirty stuff.
He's like, you're very much, have you ever watched The Wacky Races?
Oh, I love The Wacky Races.
You're very much like Muttley. Muttley, yeah. Yeah. If you could find his laugh isolated on YouTube, I would love it. you're up, Murray, while Kyle finds the laugh. Oh, is it there?
You get it?
It's got to be there.
Oh, there it is.
Here's a mix of it.
Oh, great. Let's hear it. This is Kyle when you say something dirty. Don't play it yet. You ready? Okay. Cock and balls. Poontang. I'm just going to keep saying dirty stuff and you just laugh.
Why did they put the music under it?
I wanted an isolated laugh track. You have homework for next time. Murray, you're up.
All right. What are we going to do here? All right,
play music.
Okay, let's do the aforementioned Chris Cornell. He did a couple solo albums, but he's got a great cover of My Girl Sinead. Song.
Is that Muttley?
Nope. That's just Sinead walking across the room to get a sandwich.
He is doing Nothing Compares to You, which is a cover of a cover, which makes it a duvet. That's a Wayne Fetterman joke.
I don't think it is a cover of a cover, because I think Prince wrote that and gave it to her, and then Prince recorded a version later.
You think so? That doesn't constitute a cover?
No, I think Manic Monday.
But he's done Manic Monday.
But the Bangles did it first. He wrote it and gave it to
her. So it's not really a cover then? I don't know.
Chris Cornell is doing a cover of it.
Right.
It's not a cover.
But Sinead isn't,
I don't think,
technically
it's a three
a cover.
Deep cover.
Okay. All right.
Three Deep cover also. It's an old 97.
Yeah.
Get Under the Covers, Three Deep, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Let's take it from 3 minutes in.
I have time codes, Kyle. All the flowers that you planted, mama, in your backyard, all died when you went away. I'm all alone with me, it's sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you. I'm gonna ride your coattails on this. I'm gonna play a Chris Cornell solo album. Now it's widely known. I think there's even a Wikipedia page about it, about how much Kyle and I love James Bond movies.
Okay.
There's a Wikipedia page about that, right, Kyle? Our love of Daniel Craig James Bond
yeah,
movies.
Probably.
So, and what's the best Daniel Craig James Bond movie?
It's Casino Royale.
It's Casino Royale.
Great.
Yeah. Is it Royale with cheese? Or is that, am I thinking something?
It's Casino Royale with cheese.
So the theme song.
Casino Quarter Pounder here in
yes,
America.
Of course. But, boy, a quarter pounder with cheese sounds great. Not play for you, Murray. You're a vegetarian.
Play a song.
Okay. So Chris Cornell, and I thought this was a ballsy choice. In 2006, Chris Cornell gets hired to sing the new James Bond reboot.
Okay. Which is
Casino Royale.
I hear that's the best one.
With Daniel Craig. It is. And I like them all, but that's the best one. And then Skyfall.
I heard Skyfall was great.
Skyfall was great. But Casino Royale, as far as a reboot, I mean, they nail it the whole way. Okay. It's fucking great. But this song is great, right, Kyle?
Yeah.
This is a rockin' James Bond theme. It's called You Know My Name, and let's hear it. Chris Cornell.
I've seen angels fall from blind. Next in line.
That's great. I fucking love that it. That is great.
I love it so much.
The worst part about that movie is that they released it in 2006 and didn't hold it until 2007.
2007.
You have once a century to do that.
I don't like, and it came out in like November, right? Of 2006. Why didn't they just go, you know what? Why don't we hold this till the summer?
And then we'll get that. That makes sense.
That marketing with the 007. Yeah. I mean, by that point, it had been like 5 years or 6 years since we had
James Bond. It's like six more months.
Who cares?
Right, right.
And so if you do it in 2007 and you're already going to release the next one, which came out in like, what, 2008?
Yeah.
Who cares? Then you're going to get two in.
Yeah, people are going to go nuts. Back to back Bond.
All right.
That's what I call it, back to back Bond.
Is that like an old 97?
Man, I hope he does another one. Daniel Craig, come on, dude.
Is he not going to?
I think he's waiting for they're going to have to back up $100 million to his house.
Really?
And then get him to do two back to back. But I still hope that happens.
Okay. Why not?
I think it's a lot of, I mean, they film like in all these, I can't even talk.
Okay.
Location shooting. You know, Mary, your wife is Academy Award nominated. She works on films. Now imagine if her working on a James Bond film, she'd be in like, you know, 10 countries. It's crazy.
I know. It must be horrible to have someone pay and book all of your travel and just
fly private jets to Tunisia.
Like, we say that, that's but so you know, and maybe that's cool for two, but maybe when you're into your fourth, when you're like, this is really hard.
Right. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I'm sure the acting part is not hard for him. You know what I mean? But man, he does a lot of those stunts. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
I'll go check
it
out. I'll go check him out.
You haven't seen any of the...
I think I watched a little bit of Casino Royale. But
yes,
that's about it.
Watch it again.
The one with Woody Allen?
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Where he plays the
No, that's
Bond.
When the... Yeah, the Bond girl, and that one's a 13-year-old Asian girl.
Yeah. Is it?
It's Woody Allen.
Oh. Sorry, it's still early in the morning.
I saw a movie on Friday. I saw The Zookeeper's Wife because my wife's friend
Kim Zookeeper?
No, Kim Zubik.
Is that the sequel to We Bought a Zoo?
No, it's the third one. It's We Bought a Zoo, The Zookeeper, The Zookeeper's Wife.
Oh, okay, I got it.
And then the TV show Zoo is like a reboot of all that.
And then Zoo TV. Was the tour based off of that,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
I love the movie, and I can say that honestly, because a lot of times you know, people we know work on movies and they're not great, but sure. I mean, I still applaud the effort, but I don't say that I love those movies if I don't.
Like,
but
you shit all over my wife's?
Not the costumes.
I love the costumes.
The costumes.
I'm kidding.
Your wife pulled her weight on that.
I'm kidding. I don't care.
She didn't have to sing and dance.
No. Can your wife sing or dance?
She can dance.
Can she sing?
I haven't really heard her sing. I haven't really heard her sing.
Because if she can't sing, she could have been in that movie. Okay, so anyway, but the only thing I was disappointed about, I love The Zookeeper's Wife. The only thing I was disappointed about, the trailer led me to believe that the zookeeper trained these animals to kill Nazis, and that's not what happens in the movie.
What?
Did you get that from the trailer?
No.
Yeah, that's
I thought, are you doing a bit?
Yeah,
are you
doing a bit?
Okay, all right.
How great of a movie would that be, though? The zookeeper trains animals to fight the Nazis.
How great of a bit would that be if anybody saw that movie you're talking about?
It's by the time this drops, everyone will have seen it. No one will have come to your show.
We wanted to go see it.
All right. I played.
Makes me so happy.
Is it based on a true story?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know. I didn't know if it was.
Are you denying the Holocaust? Is that what you're doing right now?
Whoa.
Wow. Expect some reviews on that, buddy.
Probably some positive ones from that painful guy. Now they're talking
Finally, these communists have come around.
I played Chris Cornell, You Know My Name, so now you play something.
Ooh, do I want to change it up a little bit?
What if you're playing another Chris Cornell song? Well, I'm going to play Soundgarden.
All right, let's go way back. I don't even have a... Oh, 1967.
Wow.
This is... I should probably tell you. This is
that when grunge started?
Is it 57?
1967.
Oh, okay. The old 57.
You see it?
Yeah.
There's two of them.
That's me in 4 years.
All right. This is Paul Revere and the Raiders out of Seattle.
Now, see, I dispute this.
All right. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because there's a discrepancy. Yeah. People say Seattle, but then there's like
people
Aberdeen.
Say, you got very lispy there. People say.
I got my elastics.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologize. Mm-hmm. I forgot you have braces in now. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
It's really, I'm not that offended. Don't worry about it. I got really way too serious.
Sometimes, I don't want to make, I mean, sometimes you talk like that because you got a cock in your mouth. Yeah. But today it's the braces.
I like to call it the old
97. See, Kyle, you're laughing at dirty stuff.
I like to call it the old
Kyle
97 in
dirt.
The mouth.
All right, go ahead.
Now, why are you disputing?
Because on Wikipedia, they give you a whole list of artists from Seattle.
Sure.
But I specifically clicked on each link just to make sure. And for this one, it says the origin is Boise, Idaho.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they're from and then formed in Seattle.
Well, geez, I wish I didn't have to do all this work.
Kyle?
I've got here the band relocated to Portland, Oregon. I mean, I'll let you play the song. Because,
I don't have to.
It says initially based in Boise, Idaho, relocated to Portland.
I just said that. I know.
He owns several restaurants in his early 20s in Idaho.
Wow.
Oh, all right. Oh, the Paul Revere and the Raider restaurants? Because that's what he did for...
Oh, they garnered their first hit in the Pacific Northwest in 61.
Did it say Seattle or did it say Pacific Northwest?
Pacific Northwest.
It's very... Yeah, I mean, I...
Should we just screw it? I'm not even a big fan.
Yeah, let's right. I don't think it's... This would be like when John Heffron was on and he brought all songs from the wrong year. Remember that?
Yeah, like it was every like 1984 one. And he brought them from like 82,
they were 85,
81,
and I kept telling
85.
Him, like, look, dude, they have to be...
This is Power of Love.
And we would, and then Kyle would look it up and he'd just start laughing. I'm like, what? And Kyle's like, that was 83. I'm like, what is wrong with you, John?
Now I'm dubious about all my other picks. All right, well, let's go with the man... who might or might not be from Seattle at this point because I didn't do my homework. Oh. Third from the bottom. This song is featured in my favorite John Candy movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This is Mr. Ray Charles with Mess Around.
I was doing John Candy driving
the
car.
I was doing the sax.
With a Saturday roll, they mess around. They're doing the mess around.
That's such a great movie.
Oh, it's awesome. It's amazing. They're doing the mess around. And John Candy, it's a shame he died because he never got to really just expand and not just be the fat guy, you know? Because he was, if you watch that movie, he is
like do
so,
a dramatic part.
Yeah. He is so good
in
that movie. And not just the comedic parts, the really heartfelt stuff is, it's amazing. He was great. And it's a shame he went so early.
He died in 94. How many years ago is that? Is that 20?
It's 23.
So he would be 66 right now. He died when he was 43.
Mm.
By the way, Ray Charles is from Albany, Georgia. I mean, not even close to Seattle.
I know. I don't know why.
He has a song called Georgia.
And now you say that.
His origin was Greenville, Florida.
Yeah, wait, why?
He died in Beverly Hills. But I agree. This list on Wikipedia had him on it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I clicked on it because I'm like, that's not right. I saw the biopic.
Oh, I didn't see it. Was it good?
You should have seen it because then you would know that was a mess.
I'm trying to change the subject, if you noticed. Yeah, and of course he's from Georgia.
All right. We need to double check all Murray's songs.
Yeah, definitely.
There's something about...
He had a hit. Like his first hit was in.
Charles left Florida for the large city and considered Oregon and New York City too big. So he followed his friend to Seattle, Washington, knowing that the biggest radio hits came from the northern cities. And that's where he met and befriended people. And
well,
that's
kind of
where
sense.
He like... blossomed, I guess.
That's where he's recorded.
Look, I'm not gonna allow it. We already played it. It's a great song. We got to dance. We did our John Candy impressions, and we moved on. We had a fun time with it. But you made a
pancake and a shovel.
Yeah, I'd like to.
That's from Uncle Buck.
That's from Uncle.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. That's the only one. That's the one I don't like.
No, you gotta revisit that. That's
you think
fun
so?
Stuff. Yeah,
I tried.
That introduces.
Have you seen Uncle Culkin? Fuck?
Have you seen what?
Uncle Fuck?
No, what's that?
It's great porno. Kyle loves dirty stuff. He laughs the whole time.
Look at him snickering. I'm beginning to wonder if Chris Cornell's from Seattle.
I hope so. We played 9 of his songs. Harvey Danger.
Yeah.
Song called Flagpole Sitter.
The only song, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's not a bad song.
It's recorded very well. Be a one-hit wonder from the 90s, right?
Absolutely. You cut off my legs, now I'm an amputee, goddamn you.
Yeah, 1997.
That's good lyric writing right there.
Yeah.
Good lyric writing.
Sounds good,
Harvey Danger.
You know what I mean?
From Boston, Massachusetts.
I still got to get that Blink 182 album from you. No. I did my homework. They're not from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm glad that this isn't a grunge show. You know, I got to be honest. I could not do a grunge episode. I thought about it. I'm like, we should do a grunge episode.
Mm.
I'm not a fan.
I got a few.
Are you a fan, Kyle, of grunge?
I don't know if I'm like a, I like songs and certain
I like songs,
artists,
right.
But I'm not like.
And I respect it. I respect the Pearl Jam and the Soundgarden, sure. And the Nirvana. I respect all that stuff.
Well, here's my favorite.
It's just not my thing.
Here's my favorite grunge band. Let's go ahead and do all this right. With Alice in Chains,
okay.
With off Jar of Flies. This is I Stay Away.
Lane Staley?
Lane Staley. Rock and Peace.
Rock and Peace.
I always loved his voice and his blend with Jerry Cantrell's guitar playing.
Yep. They're still.
Yeah, they got a new front man.
Yeah.
Not as good as David Lee Roth.
That's tough, man, when the singer that's so, you know, recognizable with your band
absolutely.
When they die and then you're like supposed to like not continue. I mean, that's rough.
Yeah.
So I hope those guys are doing well.
Yeah, I hope so. They seem to show up at all the festivals still. But man, yeah, Blaine Staley, when he died, it was 2 weeks before they found him in his apartment.
Ew.
And he was like, he weighed in at like 160 pounds or something like that. That fucking heroin, man. Stay away.
Unless you want to lose weight.
Yeah, well, yeah. Heroin chic.
I mean, yeah. Stone Temple Pilots, I mean, I'm not playing a song by them because they're not from Seattle. Do you consider them a grunge band or just a rock and roll band?
I consider them a rock and roll band.
I do too. I mean, his voice sometimes could have that grungy.
Well, they also compared very much to Pearl Jam, so...
Yeah.
And they came out that same era.
You like Stone Temple Pilots?
I don't mind them. I like them. Actually, yeah, I do like them now that I think about it.
Velvet Revolver, did you like that band?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I feel bad for those guys from Guns N' Roses that went from working with one difficult person into working with Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
Another difficult person.
Again, man.
And learn their lesson?
Fucking drugs, dude.
Drugs, man. Kyle, don't do drugs.
Kyle, don't do drugs.
Kyle, have you ever done any drugs?
No.
Kyle.
I've smoked weed, but I can't get high.
You told me once you didn't smoke weed. Did you just do it like this weekend?
No. I've said
that's why
before
late
I have.
This morning.
But you didn't get high.
I can't get high.
You like your thick beers.
Yep.
That's your
drug.
That's
of choice.
Your drug.
Drug sure. Of choice, they call it.
Yeah.
It's your drug of choice. That and maybe top it off with an old 97.
Yeah. He likes those thick beards, too, with the stupid lines through them.
Yeah. No, he doesn't do that anymore. He looks good now.
Oh, look at you. You look like a little young boy. You look like a young man.
Nirvana.
It's my turn.
No.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, you okay. Literally just
played Alice okay. In Chains.
All right.
I do it all the time.
It is now 9:45 in the morning and I'm half asleep.
It's 11:12.
The clock's fast.
It's not fast. I hope it is. So we can get through these songs or not get through them. Whatever's going to make you leave is what I hope that clock says. Okay, Nirvana.
You don't like Nirvana?
I don't like Nirvana.
Yeah.
But I said earlier, I respect them. This all song's right. okay. All apologies.
All right.
I apologize to anyone who doesn't like Nirvana.
Actually, aren't they from Aberdeen?
All apologies. What else should I say? Everyone is gay.
Yes, you were right. Aberdeen, Washington, but it said Nirvana established itself as part of the Seattle grunge scene.
Sure.
So, okay.
Yeah. And Aberdeen's like right next door, I think.
Yeah. It's not like Albany, Georgia is in... Get a map, for God's sake. I'm going to call you Murray Heffron.
Oh, that's so funny.
He'll never be back on.
John Heffron?
Nope.
Oh, he's a good friend. Why?
He'll never be back
just
on.
Just because of that?
Fucked up.
Oh.
That would be like if I said,
his career is
John,
over.
John, we're going to do an all Van Halen episode. And he goes, my first song's from Huey Lewis. John, it's not rock stars with big dongs. It's Van Halen. No, I will have John back on. I don't know what the category will
He's
be.
He's your neighbor. It's going to be awkward if you guys aren't.
I've never been to his house. He lives a mile from me. He's always on the road, though.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
I'll tell this story real quick. The only time I've seen his house is he asked me if I could move his garbage cans from the curb because him and his wife were both out of town. So I said, yeah, I can do that. No problem.
That's the only time you've seen his house?
Yeah. And only from the outside. When I go there, his garbage cans, now out here in LA, you get a black bin, a green bin, and a blue bin. Mm-hmm. They're like fucking demolished. Like the lids are off. One doesn't have a lid.
And you don't buy them. They give them.
They give,
them,
yeah.
gives them to you.
And there's an eight. And I told him, I go, John, there's an 800 number on the front of these bins. You call them, they'll bring you new bins. Because he kept saying, you know, the raccoons get in the garbage every night. They don't fucking have lids, dude.
It wasn't one like missing a wheel.
It was I don't even like the word anymore, but it was a disaster.
Right, right. Oh.
All right.
Poor so, John.
I know. I bet if I go over there right now, he has the same bins.
Somebody ran into our bin. I have to call and get a new one.
I apologize.
You ran into it?
Yeah.
No, you can't do any damage with that little car you drive.
It's a Prius.
It's like a teeny Prius.
It's
though.
A Prius C.
It's like take a Prius and you cut it in half, and that's what you got.
Best car I've ever owned.
Really?
I love it.
Oh, wasn't it the other night? Why?
Because you've only been in it once. I don't know. I just love it. It's dependable. It's.
I don't know about Heffron, but I'm never coming back.
I like the stereo.
Really? Band of Horses is an American rock band formed in 2004 in Seattle by Ben Bidwell.
You just have to back. You have to back it up now. Every band you play.
This is Factory.
All right. He jumped out right after seeing just the very side of me. Decided he better hike it to the second floor. It's temporary. This place I'm in.
I like these guys.
That was nice.
Yeah, and they can get a little country too. I flew from Chicago to Los Angeles with their manager.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. And that's how she hooked me up with all their music. That was cool.
She legally gave you all their music?
She legally gave me all their music.
What do you mean now? Did she just send you some CDs?
No, she sent me like a link and downloaded a couple albums.
Bet the band doesn't know about that.
Well, they do now.
All right. I'm going to play in...
She never contacted me after that because I hit her up for tickets and stuff and I never heard back from her.
It's like, I gave you music. What more do you want?
What more do you want? We're
now
not
you
friends.
Buy something.
We're not friends. Mary Lambert, an American singer, songwriter, and spoken word artist. She is from Seattle, Washington.
Please play the spoken word.
She's worked with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And this is a cover of a Rick Springfield song from 2014. I think I've played this before, but I want to play it again. This is Jesse's Girl.
Rick Springfield, also from Seattle.
Jesse is
Australia.
A friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something
changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
I love a cover like that where they take an upbeat song and strip it down.
Yeah, if they
like
do that. It well.
Did you think she did that well?
I don't know.
Kyle,
they do that now for every single movie trailer.
Yeah,
too.
Pretty
I know,
much.
But I do. I get.
I kind of like
for that.
It, but it's getting old now.
Can we jump into and play this for Murray? Could you play "Crazy Crazy Nights"? Both versions.
I love this. I love this.
Oh
version.
Yeah, you've heard it.
Oh,
already.
Absolutely.
Okay, then
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't
no, do I'd it. Hear it again. Kiss her from Seattle.
Well, you got to play the original Kiss one first. I never tire of this. The audience does. We'll be getting bad reviews.
Okay.
You have the original Crazy Nights.
Yep.
These are crazy, crazy nights.
They're crazy. All right.
This is crazy. Crazy, crazy nights. Go right into the other one.
It's going to take me a second to find it.
Who did this cover?
Kurt Nilsson.
He's like from Sweden or somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Sweden?
No.
Sometimes days are so hard to survive.
I wish this guy would do a whole covers album.
Million ways to bury you alive. The sun goes down like a bad, bad dream. You wound up tired. Gotta let off steam. They say they can break you again and again. If life is a radio, turn it up to 10. These are crazy, 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 crazy.
That's Kurt Nielsen. He's from Sweden. He does Crazy Nights. Paul Stanley's a good front man because he's ridiculous. He's funny.
And he still says the same thing every night, but you know he's going to do that.
But you know he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Still looks great.
I tell you yeah. what, man, when I saw that Foo Fighters show and Paul Stanley came out, first song, I had a blast. It was great.
He
was
yeah, I came out with the Foo Fighters.
He was prancing around in his tighties, little spandex pants.
That's
on.
Right. Pat Smear was on guitar. It's great. Chris is on the other guitar.
What's Chris' last name? I forget.
Svetovic. Sheffield. He's the guy I always forget. Nate Mendel. All right, it's your turn. I played Jesse's Girl and then a bunch of Kiss songs.
All right.
Which what? Didn't go
oh,
well.
Oh, no.
Oh, no what? No more songs?
No, I've been deleting them as I went.
All right, go see Murray in Seattle.
I've been deleting them as I went so I wouldn't get confused and I forgot to count them. Let's go with number six. This is a band called Fleet Foxes.
Could just, you could just call out the name of the band yeah. and he could look it up like
this
that.
This is a band called Fleet Foxes.
Fleet Foxes? They're great.
This is off their EP. Guys are great. They're totally mellow, but their harmonies are awesome. And their drummer, Jay Tillman, left the band and became Father John Misty, my latest man crush.
I could have played
Father John Misty. I didn't think about that.
He actually Father John Misty married my wife and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
There's a Father John. He was teary at the. He got a little misty during the same. Terrible. Edit
yeah.
that.
No,
yeah. This is one of my top two favorite Seattle bands. They started it all.
I know who it is.
Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Mm-hmm. They're playing around here soon, aren't they?
No, Anne's touring solo right now.
Okay, but she's coming around?
She was just at the
Wheel Turn. She was just at the Wheel Turn recently, right?
Yeah.
It was a good, I went.
Yeah, it was good. You went?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot, yeah.
You didn't go to that show.
No, I didn't.
Okay. So this is from their 1983 album called Passion Works. This was their last album on Epic Records, and it was right before, 3 years later, was when they had the big comeback on
Capitol
Records.
Hold on, hold on. What? You're no rock scholar.
No, I do know this.
Don't know that. You don't know that stuff.
This album has a very, what was when they weren't using real drums, like electric
drums? Electronic drums.
Yeah, it has more of an electronic drum sound, but I still love this album produced by Keith Olsen.
Is this the one where all the videos started? And is this the album?
No. That was the comeback album in 86.
Oh, okay.
The self-titled Heart album on Capitol Records. This is from Passion Works. But I love this song so much. I love this whole album. This song is called How Can I Refuse? I love that song. That's my longest clip of the day.
Sure. That's not bad. I'm not a huge Heart fan.
Mm-hmm. Neither is Suzanne Dillingham doesn't like them either.
Well, I love Suzanne.
She's not in Heart.
That's why I don't like Heart. Listen, what I'm trying to say. I tried to get into them, like Steamboat Annie and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But man, that Heart comeback album in 86, I loved.
Yeah, with What About Love.
Loved all that stuff.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Heart. H-E-A-R-T. Tried to get them at the... Sketchfest this last year. No interest.
Yeah. It's a shame you only got Weird Al Yankovic.
Mm-hmm.
What a great episode that was.
Thank you. Thank you, Murray.
You're welcome.
You're next. You're up. You got anything for us today?
No.
You showered. You should be perky.
I know. I honestly thought, I kind of forgot what we were recording.
You mean what the topic was?
Yeah.
All right.
So, that was like a...
But now you've been here for an hour and 15 minutes. You know what the topic is now, right?
Yeah, I could find something.
Something to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Murray.
Here's how petty I am.
You have the Heartbreakers.
I know a dude who is good friends with this band.
Okay.
And I don't like this dude, okay. So I don't like this band.
Oh, do you want to say who the dude is?
No, but the band is called The Head and the Heart. And this is a song.
Oh, that's Chip Chinnery's favorite band.
I fucking hate that guy. His fucking red hair.
Head in the Heart. I gotta look that
up. This is lost in my mind.
I don't even think they're from Seattle.
How's that big plane coming? How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother, is there a star?
Forgot all about this. You have to go and Google. Why are you so slow on the fade today?
Oh, I don't know.
You got to go and Google their Letterman appearance doing this song, because it's fantastic. All right, first of all, there's
maybe Andrew Rich.
Andrew, oh yeah, if you don't mind posting that.
What is Andrew Rich's nickname?
A-Bombs.
Right. Maybe he'll post that.
How does he feel about that?
He never responds. I assume he's doing a bit, or he fucking hates it.
Yeah. I think he thinks like, oh, if he ignores it, we'll stop doing it. But he forgets we're comics. And if he ignores it, we're just going to keep doing it because we think it's great.
A-bombs.
So A-bombs, if you could post it. It's awesome. The girl is, they made the mistake of putting the monitor within her eyesight. So she can't take her eyes off her monitor. And she gets completely terrified and goes completely flat.
Oh, no.
And then the other singer walks over and kind of gets in her microphone and sings along with her and gets on key. It's a really, really cool thing. But cool. I don't like this band.
I didn't mind that song at all.
I'm sure they're awesome.
I actually liked it.
I'm sure they're great, but I refuse to like them.
The next band I love, we talked about them earlier today, Foo Fighters.
Who's clicking? What is that clicking?
Oh, that's me.
He's fucking with the thing. Give me it.
Take it. Try to take it. Ow, he punched me. I tried to find a song that I maybe never played before. I went with a song from their fourth album, One by One. I love this album. I think this is a great album.
It's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
What's the cover, One by One?
It's a Black Heart.
But a lot of people
say that they don't like this album sometimes, right? I don't know why.
What's on it?
All My Life, Low, Times Like These, Tired
Times
of
Like
You.
Times Like These is my favorite Foo Fighters song.
I mean, and the one I'm going to play, Have It All, from 2002. I can't believe this is 15 years old.
My size, I need to try you on. Someone in between the right and wrong. Through everything, you kept your wings apart. Through everything, you stayed the same order. When I've had enough, she drains me when I'm empty. She fills the cell, she takes it all in too deep. She's spilling over me in too deep. She's spilling over me.
I love every song on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Wikipedia page says Dave Grohl was pleased and enthusiastic.
From West Virginia.
Yeah, he's from West Virginia. Dave Grohl was pleased and enthusiastic with the album upon release, but he and the rest of the band changed their opinions over time. Guys, you're wrong.
They still play a lot of these songs.
They do, because the songs are great.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't that a follow-up to a really big hit?
It won album. Best Rock. It came out in 2002 and won the Best Rock Album in 2004, because that's how much sense the Grammys make.
I think
make.
They recorded this album twice. They recorded it once, then they recorded it twice. But
yeah, they spent like millions of dollars, and then didn't they go in and they just redid it all like really cheap over a weekend in
like Dave's studio, right?
Yeah, like a house in Aspen or something.
I love it.
Crazy.
I mean, I love this album. I love the cover.
Like you said, Times so Like good. This is my favorite Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I've seen the Foo Fighters three times, and they were fantastic all three times, and I never listened to them.
Yeah, that's what Siegel always says. He goes, I don't listen to the Foo Fighters.
When Siegel and I saw the Foo Fighters, they were fucking awesome. One of my favorite musical events of all time. I still don't listen to them.
Yep.
And even the songs like I didn't like Rope and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Live, it was awesome.
So good. They don't have a bad album.
No.
They don't.
And they're taking time off right now, right?
They always say that.
But they have been.
They're recording right now in our bathroom.
Oh, is that them? Well, yeah. I wish they'd hurry up. I have to pee.
That's Taylor Hawkins on drums. Okay, your turn. I have two more songs.
One, two, three, four.
No. Look what time it is.
Five.
I'll give you the play out, though.
Six.
Wait, you play, then I play, then you play, then I play, then you get the play out. So you get three songs.
I have three songs?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Pick a play out.
Oh, then that's all four of my songs.
No. It's three songs.
All right, I know what I'll play out with.
Okay.
All right, let's go with... This band kind of got shit on during the grunge scene.
Where's my clicky toy? Who took my clicker?
Sure.
That's how I count the songs. Click, click. They got shit on during the grunge
period.
They
kind of got shit on but I always like their singles. I don't know much about them, but this is Candlebox, Far Behind.
And someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can reach us. Hey, but you left me far behind. So bad, but I did it anyway. Now I'm 10 by May.
I like the guitar in that.
They have 6 albums. Their first album went 4 times platinum in the U.S.
Wow, that's great.
Then their second album went gold.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
I don't like this band because of what I'm seeing right now on Wikipedia. It's the band photo and the lead singer's giving the finger.
Is he one of those?
Go to hell.
Let me see that.
Go to hell, Candlecox.
Can't sound like that and be giving the finger. You know what I mean? Like, if it's the Sex Pistols, then it's like, okay, like, you can't just, like, give the finger and then sing about being far behind.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys don't give the finger.
He looks like a douche.
Yeah.
Oh, they're post-grunge.
Mm.
Is what they say.
It doesn't matter. They're still from Seattle.
I know, but still.
They just sound so generic, like trying to be grunge and, like, safe grunge. Right. Generic. Yeah. It's like a haircut song.
I'd love to put those guys in a box and set it on fire with candles. Stupid. Edit that out.
Oh, they were the first successful act on Maverick Records.
Cool. They were successful for their first album.
Yeah. That's What's-Her-Face's label, right? Wasn't that Madonna's label?
Oh, maybe. I think you're right.
Maverick Records, yeah.
John McCain's label.
It's a joint venture between Madonna, Frederick DeMann. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
No. Nope. He's DeMann.
And Time Warner. Yeah.
Let's go with Maverick Records. Let's bring some metal. I've played this song before, but I really do like it. This is from Operation Mindcrime. This is Queensryche. With an umlaut over the Y, pretentious. This is I Don't Believe in Love. That's Jeff Tate. Now, it's not comedian Jeff Tate. It's not our Jeff Tate. Tate out of Tate. Spelled the same, though.
Right.
But different Jeff Tate.
What do you think of those guys?
I like about 3 songs. I don't like someone who sings in the high register the entire time.
It sounds like a heavy metal Journey.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like he went to Iron Maiden School of Singing, that guy.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Maybe.
But I can handle Bruce Dickinson doing that the whole time.
Oh, Bruce Dickinson, there's a front man.
Yeah.
There's a front man.
Absolutely. I think we agree on that.
Bruce Dickinson.
Who's better, Jeff Tate, David Lee Roth?
You mean comedian Jeff Tate? Comedian Jeff Tate's a better frontman than David Lee Roth. He's Tate out of Tate. Okay, this is my last song. Oh, no, that was me. It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn.
I hate the fact that I'm got to go out on, when we said this wasn't going to be a...
What?
This wasn't going to be a grunge episode, and we're going out. I'm going out on 3 grunge.
Yeah, I have a grunge song next too.
But this is one of the. When you say supergroup with the grunge scene, they were all. It was all incestuous up there. So I mean,
just fucking around.
There's Kyle with the dirty.
And this is. I like this. I used to listen to this with my girlfriend all the time. This is Mad Season. This has guys from Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, and Screaming Trees. I should have brought some Screaming Trees. Shoot. This is River of Deceit.
I could either burn or cut off my pride and buy some time. A head full of lies is the weight tied to my waist. The river of deceit pulls down.
Again, that's Lane Staley on. What a unique voice that guy had, man.
That was recorded at Bad Animal Studio, which is a studio that Anna Nancy Wilson operated.
Yeah,
named after their album Bad Animals. Yeah,
that was what, 87.
That's why I thought the zookeeper's wife was going to have more bad animals in it, yeah. Killing Nazis. Hmm. This album was 95. Bad Animals was 87. You were right. Okay. Good for you for not liking Heart, but knowing that.
Yeah. Well, I host a co-host a rock and roll podcast once every 9 weeks.
Co-host. I would get you in here more. This has been enjoyable. This is maybe the first time I've enjoyed it.
Look, I did something like 37 episodes in 2015. I know. Fine. I think the people are sick of me for a while.
Your teeth are really getting straight. Oh, thanks. When you just smiled there, I could really see it. I didn't think you had bad teeth anyway.
Right.
But you did. You thought they were awful.
Well, because
when do you get those off? Because, I mean, braces really straighten the teeth quickly now.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. I went the other day. That's why I'm talking so fucked up today. So I don't want to ask him because I don't want to be like, oh, you know, 2020, 2021 or something. I don't want to really know in case it's bad.
Did he give him a good tighten the other day?
Yeah, they're really sore today.
What, your gums or?
No, it's like you can feel. I took the elastics out because I was lisping earlier. Somebody pointed it out.
Yep.
And but you can just feel like the nerves in your, you can feel the teeth being, like I can feel the teeth being pulled this week.
Do they put you out when they tighten them?
No.
Because I was going to say, if they put you out, they might also be giving you the old 97.
They actually just like, they pull the wire out and then they put a new wire in and like pull it.
Because you had braces.
Yeah, like twist it and then cut at the end and then twist it. Yeah.
And if they don't, like they didn't.
Cut the end.
They didn't cut the end. The so it just, my cheek would get caught and get cut up
look,
and bloody.
These people
all that for put a winning that, smile.
These people that put the braces on you, how do they not know how to cut the wire by now? It's just their job.
And your mouth isn't like, because your mouth is kind of stretched out from them being in there. So when you go home and like after a while, then that's when you start to notice it, and you're like, and then you got to go back in, and then they.
Yeah. How do they? But again, how do they not know how to do it?
Just cut it right to the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have wax to put on that.
Yeah, I got the wax that goes in there.
I think sometime they'll invent something where you go in and when you come out the same day, your teeth are straight.
You think so?
Yeah, they just pull all your teeth, give you dentures.
Give you new ones.
They just tighten the fuck out of them. You come out bloody.
So I don't know. I'm hoping, I don't know. Hopefully not even, it's only been a little over a year. So
yeah, it's working.
Yeah. It's funny when I first came in and I had braces, you're like, your teeth weren't crooked. And then a month later you're like, oh wow, your teeth are really straight.
Straight, yeah. I didn't want to say anything with your Freddie Mercury teeth that you had earlier, but
oh man, I did. I had some bucked. I used to have a overbite of the month on my website before it was canceled.
Oh my god!
this morning
before they shut you down, it's ridiculous. Okay, so I'm going to play one more song, then we're going to promote.
Okay,
and then you're going to do the play out.
Sure.
This is Pearl Jam from Versus, 1993.
Oh, okay.
This is all one word: rearview mirror.
I played this on the Hall of Fame episode. I love this song. This is a great song.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
I took a drive today. Time to emancipate. I guess it was a beat.
That's a good song.
Great song.
That is a great song. Man. So I'm playing one more and then a play out?
Uh-huh. No, the play out. Okay. We're going to promote right now.
All right, cool.
Are you coming to the Rock Solid field trip number two?
I don't know because I have
record store day.
I'd like to. I am in town. I checked it out. I am in town.
Mm-hmm.
That's April 2nd, right?
22nd. Today is April 2nd.
Today's April 2nd. Oh, fuck. We're supposed to be there.
Oh, it's Record Store. April 22nd.
April 22nd.
Okay. I'm in town. It's a Saturday, and I always watch my son on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, man. What's
Bring him
what's
down,
like?
Man.
I took him into Amoeba the other day. He loves it.
Buy some kitty albums.
Just let him run around.
There's so much to look at. And
drool on
play
people.
Sit him on the trade counter.
Trade him in.
See what you get. I'll give you $2 cash or $4 in trade.
I don't want to stand on line with him on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard for a couple hours. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it.
Yeah, I was thinking about making it like out near me, but then that wouldn't be fair to most of you because CD Trader also does it. And I assume there won't be a crazy line like at Amoeba.
Yeah.
I still think, you know, Old Man Siegel is already, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's already checked out. He's like, maybe I'll join you for breakfast.
I don't like vinyl. Neither do I, Mike. Have fun.
Is there any good releases on Record Store Day?
Tons. Cars, Smiths, Cheap Trick.
Space Jam soundtrack.
Space Jam soundtrack on LP?
Yep.
Oh, Christ. That's not a good movie.
Is it a good soundtrack?
I don't know.
No.
I just watched The Big Chill the other night, speaking of great soundtracks.
For the first time ever?
No, it was just on and I couldn't sleep. There's a great scene in it.
I wrote an article about that soundtrack this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, send me the link. I'd love to read it.
I will.
There's that scene at the funeral where the girl starts playing You Can't Always Get What You Want on the Hammond organ, and it just blends so perfectly into the Stones version.
Cool.
It's amazing. Why are you rolling your eyes at me?
I'm not.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to promote here. Here we go. Murray's going to be performing in Seattle, Washington. He's going to be headlining a show. He's going to try to follow these two girls that are very good comics.
They're amazing comics. They're producing the show, too.
Do you, what's the club?
It's called the Jewel Box Theater.
How many people does that hold?
I want to say 65.
Get your tickets now. Go to Murray's website.
Go to my Facebook page.
I just tweeted, check out at Murray V's website, and I put the link, and then I had a screen cap of accounts.
Ass. Wow, it's great.
You ass.
All right, what do you get up there? Do you get a door deal?
Yeah.
So you want everyone, you want it sold out.
Oh, I'd love to have it sold out. I'd love to meet some more Rock Solid listeners, man.
Some road stories listeners
that I've got coming out, crossover listeners we have.
Maybe you get a road story about up there. You're in Seattle, you do a threesome with the other acts.
Oh, wait a second.
Is that not good?
That's the third act.
That's the third act, right.
It's those two, Murray.
And then boom.
Together.
How you doing?
Hey, yo. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a really good show. Cool. Go to, I'll put the link up on the Rock Solid page if that's cool for tickets.
Yeah,
and you go to the rendezvous.rocks website and the Jewel Box Theater, and you'll have a link right there.
How much are tickets?
$15.
That's nothing.
And it's a theater, so there's no 2-drink minimum.
Okay, great.
And I think they have a bar in there too if you want
so
to
you
drink.
So you can
drink. You can drink, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Come by and say hi.
Do you take a beverage up on stage? You got water? Do you take a beer up? Show the people that you're one of them?
What is one of them?
Yeah, beer drinker.
Yeah. I had a beer on stage last night.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. Sometimes, when I headline, I usually bring water because you get dry mouth.
Yeah.
You never made it to headline and you don't know.
No, I might have closed the show once or twice, but yeah, no, I don't know.
What did Jimmy say? You didn't have the chops?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, so the Seattle, the Rendezvous Theater, look forward to seeing you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, cool. So I'm glad we could do this. I'm glad we
Thanks,
could
I really appreciate
a promotion
it.
Your way. If it's sold out, I take full credit for Rock Solid. If you don't get a crowd at all, that's your problem.
That's I'm used to it.
Kyle, Murray, you're at Murray V.
At Murray V on Twitter and Murray V Comedy on Instagram, which I'm enjoying a lot. Did you just join Instagram?
I did.
Okay.
I'm never going to do it. I just did it for the fuck of it.
Rock Solid's on.
You still post the album of the day that I'm listening to?
Once in a while.
Did you slack off on it?
I did. When I went to San Francisco,
you
I kind of got out of it.
You can still catch up.
I'm going to do like 9, 9, and then I'll be caught up, I
Number
think.
Number 9.
What's your album today?
Bob Welch, French Kiss from 1977.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Now look, this Bob Welch. No, I'm not even going to do it.
You're right. It's got me a dream. That guy?
Yeah, the whole album's great, though.
Yeah,
it's
is that the
really,
album?
It's a great pop album, yeah.
Okay, I'd love to hear that, actually. We Transfer It.
French Kiss.
Thanks to Tom Nürburg, by the way, who has been transferring me tons of music, so I have to give a shout-out to him.
Nürburg,
the Nürburger.
Kyle, you're at kyle.funny.
Yep.
I'm at pat_Francis. I'm at patburp_Francis. We're at Rock Solid Show. I don't know who's doing the artwork for this one.
What are you going to call it? Because you got
it. Calling it Seattle, Washington.
All right.
What are you going to call it?
Seattle Sound?
No, because I don't want people to think it's a grunge
Well, that's why I called it. I would have, if it was grunge, I'd just call it grunge.
Okay, so Seattle, Washington.
Nice.
Maybe a map.
He's not doing the artwork.
I'm not doing the artwork.
Maybe our faces on the needle.
I don't know. I don't even know if I delegated this to anyone. Okay. Let me see if I delegated it. No, no one has this yet. But right. Let's thank the artists though: Adam Jones, Jamie Whitlock, Glenn K. Amo, Jason Levy.
Which one did I meet at your pool party?
Oh, that was Josh Tabak, and he is he's done artwork for an upcoming episode we haven't recorded yet with me and Kathy Ladman, which is amazing. Like
his, I love Kathy Ladman.
His picture of you, Kyle, is just
it's really great.
Yeah. Like he did a great job, and he did it about 6 months ago. We've been waiting on Ladman. She's dragging her ass, skinny ass. So
she hasn't recorded yet.
No,
she lives by me.
We have a date.
Okay, she's hilarious.
Do you think she hit your garbage can?
That fucking girl can't drive.
Well, because she's a girl.
Yeah, she's a girl. Girls can't drive.
Yeah, and she's Asian.
Oh, yeah.
She's Jewish and Asian.
Is she Jewish and Asian?
I think so.
Okay.
She's Jew-Asian.
So she's a Jap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Jewish Asian princess.
Jewish Asian princess.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's your play? Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Murray. Murray, Kyle, do you have any, do you want people to follow at OK?
Yeah, at this is A-OK. That's where I work. I'm proud of working there. Unlike the other place I used to work.
It's
at this, the other place you used to work.
This is A-OK.
Yeah.
Cut to 4 years from now when you have your new job and you're cussing out this place.
No, I mean, I never liked the other place.
I used to work at the place you used to work and fuck them. I hated them.
Yeah. Too. Oh, I have a great, if
you guys both worked at Starbucks?
Yeah.
You have a great
different
what?
Locally,
you have a great
locations. What? I have a feeling that this might be the last season of AFV.
Okay. Oh, really?
All right.
But I don't know. All I don't right. know for sure. We'll see.
All right.
And if they do, I have a great tweet.
All right. What's your...
well, I hope they do.
Save
just for
it.
Your
save
tweet.
It. Don't blow... Don't,
I won't.
Don't ruin it here with us. Murray, what's your play out?
All right. Since this isn't a grunge episode, we'll go out on the band that made grunge on the map. Really started the whole thing. This was fronted by Andrew Wood, the guy who died. Their EP, their full-length debut album... He dies of a heroin overdose 2 days before it comes out. Fuck it. Stay off the horse, man. Stay off heroin. This is Andrew Wood fronting Mother Love Bone, and this is Crown of Thorns.
It's a broken kind of feeling. She'd have to time it to the ceiling. A bad moon's a-coming. Better say your prayers, child. I want to tell you that I love you. But does it really matter?